Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Panora Police Chief Matt Rising for National Police Week. This is part one of a two-part interview.
To start off, I want to kind of learn a bit about your background, how long you've been the Panora Police Chief and how long you've been in the department and your experience before then.
I've been in Panora since December 2005. Sheriff Argenbright, who was the chief of Panora at that time, hired me, and I became the chief in 2009. He was elected sheriff. Prior to this, I had no law enforcement background. I didn't work anywhere else. I was attending Hawkeye Community College at the time for criminal justice.
So did you get an associate's degree in that, or what's been your educational background for this?
I actually never finished. I got hired before, so that was interesting. But prior to that, going to college for criminal justice, I got certified as a reserve officer, which at that time, that would have been in 2001, it was pretty basic. It was just 2 weekends. Now it's much more extensive to become a reserve.
Did you have to do any other sort of law enforcement academy or anything in your time in the police?
Yeah, so Iowa, once you are employed, once you are hired, you have a year to become what we call certified. So that requires, if you have a degree in criminal justice, they have what we here in Iowa call the short academy, which is 8 weeks. And I believe, I'm not 100% sure, I think the only place you can obtain that is at Hawkeye. There might be somewhere else through DMAC, but I'm not sure on that. Otherwise, pretty much everybody goes to the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy at Camp Dodge. And then the Iowa State Patrol has their own academy. Des Moines PD has their own academy, and I believe Cedar Rapids has their own academy.
Are you from the Panora area originally, or where are you from?
I'm actually from Waterloo. That's where I'm from. I lived there for approximately 23, 24 years.
What brought you to Panora?
Well, my brother-in-law had gotten hired here a year before I, and he really enjoyed it down here. And while I was, like I said earlier, while I was attending college, he said, you should really apply. So I did. I gave it a try and I got it and loved it just like he did and ended up staying.
You know, it's kind of been your whole career being in Panora, but what is it like working in a rural police department?
I guess I would, even though I've been here for 13 years, I would still consider myself new to small town life. It is a lot different than where I grew up in Waterloo. Everybody's more friendly. Everybody waves. And in fact, if you don't wave back, they get angry, which is odd to me still, even though I've been here for that long. The other nice thing is everybody knows you. I guess that could be nice and bad. And those that live in a small community, they would know what I'm talking about. So in a way, that makes it nice, but it can also make your job hard, difficult as well.
Kind of expanding on that, as far as everybody knowing you or you knowing a lot of people in terms of dealing with any sort of criminal situation?
Probably the most difficult thing, and I've heard it from numerous people, they'll come up and they'll say, hey, you're doing a good job. I just want to let you know if I ever do anything wrong, I want you to conduct yourself as normal. And then it happens. And what they said is completely thrown out the window. And that's not with everyone, but so what they're really saying is, yeah, I want you to do your job, but just not with me. And that makes it extremely difficult because there's almost this preconception that you're not going to do anything because you know them, or they'll throw out the names, well, I know so-and-so, or I'm cousins with so-and-so, or whatever. But then again, that doesn't happen all the time. That's just probably one of the things that could be the most difficult.
And what is your schedule like? I mean, as far as it, how it goes, and how many hours would you say you usually put in a week?
Our schedule is weird because there's only three of us. So obviously, we're not, a 24/7 department, unfortunately. So we have a lot of on-call time and the Panora Police Department salary. So that means that we're working at a lower rate. But it doesn't happen all the time where we're being called out and having to work over. But typically, we work, I guess, a 3-5-7. So for example, this week is my 7-day stretch, I guess. It's the long week. It's the ones we don't really like. And that's just the way it goes. The nice thing about the schedule is it's somewhat flexible. So if you're on for 24 hours, you know, you come out and work those 8 hours, but you can kind of be flexible on when, unless you get called out, then you're either going to work more or have to work later, whatever that may be.
What do you think people would maybe find most surprising about your job as a police officer?
I think the most surprising thing to people is the crimes that we deal with. That's the most I've heard from several people. Well, you know, this doesn't happen here, and they're shocked to find that it actually does. And I usually say to people, we get the exact same thing a big town does, it just doesn't happen as often. That's the major difference. Could be 20 years go by before there's a murder, but I mean, we do get the same thing, it just doesn't happen as often.
In your 13 years with the police department, what have been some, I guess, big changes in terms of maybe your duties or the, you know, technology and equipment that you're using?
Sure, that's a good question. A lot has changed in 13 years. There's a lot of laws that have been introduced that we've had to change procedures that actually make our job more difficult, easier for criminals to get away, harder for us to investigate them. Technology has been a huge help with us. You know, for example, last year, we got computers in every one of our squad cars now. That was a huge leap forward for the Panora Police Department, and that streamlines a lot of things for us. We're able to do things more quickly. We're able to do things from the car. Another thing that we're actually looking into right now is body cameras that sync with our in-car camera. And we actually just were awarded a grant through the Guthrie County Community Foundation, which we're very excited and pleased that we got. And we're going to use those funds to set one officer up with a new in-car camera, a body cam, and as well as a digital mobile and portable radio. Those are another thing we're going to have to upgrade this upcoming year or years. So we're very excited.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Panora Police Chief Matt Rising for National Police Week. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.